Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I thought, let's chat a little bit about something that seems to be almost epidemic in proportion across America today. As a matter of fact, everywhere I turn and everyone I talk to agrees with this one thought: I'm just too dang busy. Well, if you're like most of the people I know, being too dang busy is our problem. I read a lot of pastor blogs and I read a lot of pastor forums, and I often hear people say, you know, that's just the way it is as a pastor. But you know, I read a lot of business blogs and I read a lot of outdoor blogs and forums as well. And I hear people say that about every industry. I hear people say, well, you know, that's just the way the insurance industry is, or that's just the way the banking industry is, or that's just the way finance is. And what I've discovered is, well, while that may be true, at the end of the day, the real problem isn't the pastorate or the banking industry. Well, the problem is the pastor or the banker. Well, sometimes I think we just believe that everything really does depend on ourselves, and we're just doing too much stuff. Psalm 139, verse 16, the psalmist unpacks this thought to us. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Listen to how simple this is. The days of my life are all prepared before I'd even lived one day. You know, we live in a world and a society that measures everything by 24 hours. And yet God doesn't do that. God's time doesn't fit inside of our Apple Watch. It doesn't fit inside of our Seiko or inside of our Rolex, I guess, depending on your status in life. I mean, most of us want more time so we can do more rather than take the time and figure out to do only what we are supposed to do. I think oftentimes I do this, and I think a lot of people do this. We act as if there really were more hours out there, but the fact that there's not. Have you ever heard the phrase, you know, time is like money? I can't think of a phrase that's more inaccurate. Time is not like money. When you lose money, you can make it back. I've proven that over the years. But when you lose time, it's gone. When you lose time with your children or grandchildren, your spouse, it's gone. When you lose time with your siblings, it's gone. When you lose meaningful, purposeful time with relationships that matter, it's gone. And doing more things and being busy with more stuff doesn't fix all that. I've never preached a sermon where somebody said, gosh, I'd have given anything if my mom or dad had spent more time doing more stuff. No matter what we do, still only 24 hours. God's set the length. He's also set the absolute number of those 24-hour days that we each are going to receive. But we act, though, as if that too really wasn't settled. So we take supplements, we exercise, or we worry or ponder over when will my day end and what will my legacy be, as if these earthly days might indeed stretch on forever. Just a quick, you know, ending of the story, they won't. Job said in Job 14:5, since his days are determined and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass. Friend, the time we have is sacred. It is indeed limited, and yet it's sacred. And there's probably less than we'd all like. But how we use it, how we allocate it, how we run our calendars matters. If we're not intentional, external forces and external factors are going to govern that allocation. There's always somebody that has a plan for your life. Things that are more urgent are going to climb the top priority in your day. The problem is, urgent things aren't always important things. In fact, many unimportant things become urgent if we let them. Think about that. Things like taking a walk with your child. making sure you don't miss that soccer game. Well, honestly, friend, today I've given myself a bit of a pep talk when it comes to time. The problem is urgent things just aren't always important things, are they? You know what? We sign up for something maybe simply because somebody asked us to or because everyone else is signing up and its demands escalate and it begins to take too much time and this happens. And then you know what happens? We just run into default into calendars and we don't reflect what those true priorities are and we end up with days filled with the wrong things. So what do we do? Well, I want to encourage you to just lay out what you think is the ideal week. Sunday through Saturday, what's the ideal week? Block times that you're going to commit to the things that matter most and honor that. Grab some paper, go old school. List out the things that matter most to you in this week and then offer them up to the Lord, including the time that you're going to commit to listen to the Lord and speak with the Lord. And then cut from the bottom from what's least important. And go up as far as you can. Cut what you can right now and commit to phase out what you must over time. You didn't get here overnight, and you're not going to fix it overnight. But my friend, in days of unprecedented levels of angst and anxiety, where people are frustrated, stressed, burned out, and bored, we need to spend our time on relationships that matter, not calendar events that seem to be pushed on us from the top down. God bless you, my friend. Let the Lord direct your steps today. Because, you know what? The steps of a good person, of a person that wants to honor the Lord, that person allows the Lord to direct their steps. God bless you. And thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.